Now he says here, afterward. Now, afterward doesn't mean 2000 A.D. I don't know when it is. Afterward shall the children of Israel return. Now they are going to return. And when they return, this is the way they'll return to the land and seek the Lord their God and David their king and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Now the latter days are yet in the future, because I think the latter days here refers to the nation Israel. And it refers, beginning with the great tribulation, goes through the second coming of Christ into the millennium. So that they've returned, but they have not turned to the Lord. Now I'm going to say something to you that's very startling, because in my last trip over there, I learned more than any trip I ever took before. And this is one of the things that we can not only show you, but we can demonstrate it. Over there, there's no turning to God at all. Well, when they celebrated, for instance, some time ago, their anniversary, they had a big motto. I have a picture of it. It says that science will bring peace to this land. Well, I thought the Messiah was going to, but they're not turning to the Messiah. It's to science. Now they've added something to that. And that is prosperity. That is economics. And while we were over there, while they were having a great economic conference, one of the Rockefellers was there. One of the Fords was there. And 100 outstanding men put up $1 million each to invest in that land. And they said they just wanted 100. They could have had 500. And they're building over there like mad. You've never seen anything like it. Now, may I say this to you? Economics today is that. And there are two missionaries that I know over there that I consider very reputable. And these two missionaries have made this very clear. One of them, and he was asked the specific question, how many really Christians are there in this land today? Now, this man is an intelligent man. He speaks several languages. He's been a professor over there. And he's become a Christian, and he's doing missionary work. And he made this statement. There are less than 300 Israelites that are real believers in Israel today. Now, that I know is going to cause a great deal of discussion and disagreement, for the very simple reason that there are some that are giving out propaganda today that hundreds are turning to Christ in that land. That just does not happen to be true. Now, there are actually more Arab Christians in Israel than there are Jewish Christians. That may also amaze you. And there are fine works among Arabs that are being carried on over there today. But missionary work in Israel is really a tough job, and there are very few missionaries over there to tell the truth, so that they have not returned to God today. And this prophecy right here, this verse 5, is an evidence of the fact that this present return to the land is not the fulfillment of the Word of God. Now, I know this is different than what you're hearing today, but have you ever heard any of these folk take the prophecy of Hosea or any of the prophets? And we take the whole book, friends, so we have to face up to it. They don't. They can always edge around these verses like this, and you can pull out a few verses that say, well, we've got this ridiculous thing going. And I mentioned only two. We heard some time ago that they were shipping Indiana stone over to Israel to build a temple. Now, if you've been to Jerusalem and to that land, you know one thing that they don't need is stone. Jerusalem is on a rocky place, and every hill around it, including the Mount of Olives, are just loaded with rocks. Now, if Indiana wants to buy some stone, I can tell them where they can get it. Israel would be glad to export stone. Now, there's another prophecy that they talk about. They say, now, oranges are growing in that land, and that means that These are the strange slips that Isaiah said would grow in that land. Well, may I say to you, the orange tree in that land is not a strange slip. Actually, in the Song of Solomon, where it speaks of apples, the apple tree, it's the orange tree. Oranges grow in that land, and it's the belief now of some that oranges were taken from there to Spain, and from Spain to Florida and to California. And today, that's the land that grows oranges, and they're not a strange slip, my beloved. How ridiculous these things are becoming today. Friends, let's stay close to the Word of God, and if we do, we will not become one of these prophetic fanatics that are abroad in the land today. Now, I've spent a long time on this passage of Scripture, 5 verses, and somebody says, my, but do you see how important it is? These last 2 verses are very important. Now, we're not going to be talking anymore, or not very much at least, about Hosea's private personal life. We're moving now into the beginning here with verse 4 of chapter 3. We move into the prophetic section. And when we get here to chapter 4, where we're coming to right now, we're finding we're in the prophetic section. And he's going to talk a great deal about the faithless nation now that has been playing the harlot. Just as the church today, there are a lot of wonderful churches. Don't misunderstand me. Oh, they're wonderful, fundamental churches across this land. Thank God for them. But liberalism has taken over in so many places today, outstanding places, and the gospel is not given. And I say again, God says this nation has become a brothel, and you're a bunch of prostitutes. What do you think Jesus would say today to his church? He'd walk in some of the churches today. I think he'd call them brothels. My friend, may I say to you that this is very strong language, and it's going to be too strong for some folk. They've already tuned me out.